sing, and this'll be the day that I die.
Ah, that's American Pie by Don McLean. My dad hates that song. It's a good thing that he never listens to anything that I do, so I don't have to worry about offending him. Good evening, everyone. It's 7:30. This is a radio show with Jeff and Jeremy. We do this live every Monday night at 7:30. And if you come listen live, then you have the opportunity to hear some music. Because we usually play a little bit of music before we start talking at 7:30. So around 7:20, we play some music. We don't put that in the podcast version because we're worried that we might get sued.
That's special just for the people listening live. A special treat.
For our most dedicated fans. Although, if we did get a cease and desist letter, I would actually wear that as a badge of honor. That the recording industry actually found us and said, hey, you're not allowed to do that. So, good evening, everyone. It's I'm Jeremy Borger. It is November 24th, 22nd.
You're thinking of Wednesday.
Yeah. I was already looking forward to the end of the short week.
Jeremy, I have to congratulate you.
I'm here with Jeff, by the way.
This is Jeff. Hey. I am the other half, the better half.
The better half.
The other half. Radio show with Jeff and Jeremy.
We try to keep it pretty equal around
here. We're 50-50, right down the middle. I have to congratulate Jeremy, though.
Oh, wow.
And
what did I do?
Also, in a way, myself. You saw that we were named Edgiest New Podcast in 2010 by the Cleveland Free Times. Jeremy, that means a lot to me.
I did see that. You know, the one thing that I said when I first saw that, though, was, didn't they go out of business 2 years ago?
Which is even more impressive. They started the operation up again just to get a sword. And then they folded.
We gave them a reason to start publishing again.
So we are now in the record book. So thank you very much, Free Times.
Thanks, guys. Hey, the chat room is open. I want to give a quick shout-out to Doug in the chat room. If you want to chat with Doug and chat with us, you can go to radioshowonline.com/chatroom. You can also send us an email at hatemail@radioshowonline.com. Hey, Thanksgiving is coming up this Thursday.
My second favorite holiday, because we know Halloween, we've discussed, at least for me, it's favorite holiday. Thanksgiving, a solid number two for me, Jeremy, right behind Halloween.
And then what's third?
Third would have to be July 4th. I'm a big fireworks guy.
Wow, you put Christmas way down on the list. Most people would put Christmas up a little bit higher on the list, but not you?
Nope.
Okay. So fireworks, they're going to have fireworks this Saturday.
Yes.
On Public Square for the Winterfest.
Lighting up the square.
Yeah, they're doing the they got the Christmas tree, and they're going to do the rest of the holiday lighting. So we'll get to that in a little. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on for Thanksgiving, cuz Thanksgiving, you know, I didn't really realize this until I moved downtown. Even the day before Thanksgiving, like that Wednesday before Thanksgiving, is really a big day for going out, like drinking and partying and stuff.
Now this was new to you since
this
you got,
was new to me.
Oh my gosh, Jeremy.
Yeah, I know, for my lack of friends. I mean, I know it's not just a downtown thing. I know it's, you know, a lot of people do that, but no, this was a new experience for me.
There are times I've gone out in Lakewood, especially when I was in college, and you would go to around the corner and you couldn't move. And it was everyone you grew up with that was home for break, and it was almost too much. And it's kind of like became like an amateur night where you almost don't want to go out because it's the biggest bar night in Cleveland, especially with everyone home.
Yeah.
It's a great time to be out, but you got to pick your spots. It's fun to be out. You just don't want to be out at certain bars like around the corner where you know it's going to be jam-packed. You can't move, can't get a beer. So you got to pick your spots a little more carefully that night. But
so what would you recommend for the Wednesday before Thanksgiving?
I've got a little tradition the last couple of years. Some college friends and I go back to the east side where I spend a lot of time, and Coventry Road. I hang out on Coventry. I'm a big Coventry guy. Doesn't seem to be as crowded that Wednesday night, so I head east. I can't speak for everyone, but that's my plan. I avoid Lakewood just because I've always had bad experiences with the crowds.
Go east, young man.
Go east.
I've gone out in West 6th, you know, the typical kind of warehouse district, East 4th kind of stuff. So, so don't be like me. Go out there and enjoy the day before Thanksgiving.
Learn from Jeremy's mistakes.
Yeah, there's multiple reasons you shouldn't be like me. But for purposes of this conversation right now, don't be like me in that way. And in honor of the drinking festivities and the drinking and Thanksgiving, we're actually having a beverage on the show. I actually brought some beverages, Jeff.
This is great. You know, we don't usually drink on the show, Jeremy.
Because we try to be professional.
Absolutely.
But obviously, after 14 episodes, that's gotten us nowhere. So we decided to just throw in the towel and just see who can Just see who can drink the most.
So should I get the actual effect here of the audio?
Oh, that is real. That's not pre-recorded.
There's no props here.
Yeah. You can get mine too.
There you go.
I got another. Here, cheers. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I got another.
I'm thankful for the show. I think we're the only ones that are.
Let's drink together so we can have some air, some silence as we.
The show is basically you and I hanging out drinking anyway, so might as well just make it official.
I know. We should just go to the next level with it. Just, I mean, who even, you know, oh, I forgot my computer today, Jeff. That's fine.
Let's go through our list of topics.
Let's sit up in your attic and drink and
we're
talk.
We're like two friends who normally hang out, except we have a list of topics we go through. Mm-hmm. That's the only difference.
And it's funny because, like, when I first get here, we're pretty silent. We don't really say much. Like, we say more to each other in these 45 minutes than we do in any other kind of.
But now I'll tell you, I do that on purpose. I hesitate to tell you things because I want to have the live experience on the air.
Right.
So I want to spring. I got some stories today. I'm going to spring at you. I want your live reaction.
Right. Yeah. You don't want me to say, "Ooh, I'll react this way."
Yeah.
You want it uncensored.
Oh, Jeff, you saw Michael J. Fox. Oh, I did tell you that though.
Straight from the whatever. Oh, well, as long as we're doing this, then I got a surprise for you. So I brought something else, and we talked about this. We had talked about this in an earlier show. You know what this is?
Oh, the alcohol.
This is the alcohol-infused whipped cream.
Yes,
have you had this yet?
Now, just so you know, to paint the picture for all of the people listening,
yes. It
looks like a big bottle of hairspray.
Theater of the mind.
Would you agree?
It does look like a big bottle of hairspray. Yeah. It's this is caramel flavor. So, do you want to try some?
No.
You don't want to try this?
No. And not with the Christmas out. I feel like that would conflict. I'm a Christmas ale purist.
I know. Your nickname of vanilla is starting to come true here.
It's starting to come back.
I try to defend you, but all right. Well, let me, because again, I'm all about the sound effects. Let's see if we can do this.
Mm. There you go.
It's up. You're supposed to talk.
It looks like hairspray. I still can't get over this. I think that's probably why I don't want to go near that. I can't imagine injecting hairspray in my mouth.
It actually is hairspray.
It's like a new drug. The kids are all over.
Right.
It's a new
thing. You turn it upside down, I'm going to huff it later.
Huffing glue. That's around the holidays. Let's get ready for the huffing glue show.
All right, Jeff. Well, you know, Thanksgiving, it's not just about drinking. Contrary to popular belief, it is not just about drinking. The Pilgrims and Indians probably didn't have alcohol-infused whipped cream back on the first Thanksgiving.
It was about cornucopias.
How much do you think you know about Thanksgiving, Jeff?
I would say little to very little.
Oh, come on. Now that you're supposed to say a lot.
I'm pretty modest, though.
You're pretty smart. All right, so here is...
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
Here's what we're going
to... Oh, sorry. What is the Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria? That's really all I got.
We're going to do some Thanksgiving trivia.
Okay.
And you can play at home. You can play in the chat room, too. If you,
Doug's playing.
Is Doug playing? If you think... If you know the answer, go to radioshowonline.com/chatroom.
Or you all probably have our numbers. Just text us. That might be easier.
Yeah. Mom. Just kidding. My mother. As I said, my parents don't listen to this. I asked my dad the other day, hey, so if you listen to my podcast, you're what? Forget it, Dad. All right. So, Jeff, according to the Butterball Corporation, they recommend that you thaw a wrapped turkey in the refrigerator how long per 4 pounds of bird?
Oh, boy. Okay, so you're thawing a turkey how long for 4 pounds? I would say, boy, no more than, I would say an hour for 4 pounds.
I'm going to say 4 hours per 4 pounds, or one hour.
So really an hour a pound. Okay.
Okay. And the answer is...
A.
C. I won. One day
per four pounds. That seems a little. Now that seems.
So if you have a 20-pound turkey, you're supposed to put in the. You're supposed to thaw for 5 days in the fridge.
That to me sounds extreme. I don't believe it.
That's what the internet says.
Well, we know it's on the internet. It's got to be true.
How could that be wrong? All right, Thanksgiving. True or false? Thanksgiving is celebrated only in the United States.
True.
I'm going to say false. False. Canada celebrates a Thanksgiving.
They have Boxing Day.
Now, I think it's they celebrate a Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but it's not the day.
But it's a little different than the Thanksgiving.
So we were right on that one.
What happened when the Pilgrims landed? Were there already Canadians up there?
What about Boxing Day? I think it has to do with Boxing Day.
I don't think anything has to do. Is that actual boxing?
So I know there's a Boxing Day. I know it's very big up there.
All right. I don't know if this has to do with Thanksgiving, but the Greek goddess of corn is A, Demeter, B, Cornucopia, C, Ceres, or D,
I would say
Grainophilia.
Ceres.
Ceres. I want to say, I think D, Grainophilia.
Grainophilia?
Is fear of grain.
Isn't Demeter, that's like a last
name. Or philia? Or like you're sexually turned on by grain. I'm going to say Demeter. And the answer is, Turkey says, A, Demeter. Sweet.
You
if
one.
You said C, that's the Roman god of grain. Is that what you said?
Yes, that's what I said.
That's the Roman god of grain, Jeff.
Oh,
that's
okay.
A common mistake. Number four, the first department store to hold a Thanksgiving
Gimbals.
Parade was...
Gimbals. I'll never forget, Jeremy, growing up and watching the old Gimbals Thanksgiving Day parades.
You say Gimble. All right. Let's see. The first department store to hold a Thanksgiving parade was... We're going to give this one to the... we're going to let the chat room participate as well. All right, so chat room. The first department store to hold a Thanksgiving parade was... A, Montgomery Ward's, B, JCPenney's, C, Gimbel's, D, Macy's, E, none of the
above.
Can I
tell you my favorite Gimbel's memory? I remember as a kid going to Gimbel's.
Where the hell is a Gimbel's?
Oh, it's a big department store in town, and they would let us shop as kids. They'd give you like a certain amount of money to shop with your parents would give you. You could pick out gifts for your parents on your own. Gimbel's, boy, I had so many good times there.
All right, you say Gimbel's. I'm going to say Macy's.
Macy's too
see
obvious.
See we got in the chat room. Jen in the chat room says Macy's.
Doug
so
says
Gimbel. For Macy's. Doug says Gimbel. And all right, so the answer, I got too many screens open. And the answer is?
Gimbel's.
Gimbel's.
Yeah!
20.
Our family, we used
you
to
never,
go to...
You're from Cleveland.
My grandparents grew up in Philly, and they had so many Thanksgivings at Gimbel's.
Huh.
It really was just a great tradition. I try to carry it on.
All right. What is the name? You don't get a, this is a multiple choice.
Plymouth.
What is the name of the famous rock
Plymouth
credited
rock.
Where pilgrims first landed?
Plymouth
rock.
Rock,
I would say.
Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows that. None of you. All right. Number six. Butterball says that once the turkey is done, you should let it stand for 15 minutes before serving because A, so you don't burn your tongue when you eat it. B, it's easier to carve. C, to let the aroma go through the house. D, to let the stuffing cool a bit before you take it out. Or E, so a hobo doesn't take it off your windowsill.
Hmm. You gotta be worried about the E factor.
Yeah.
Especially with pies. I usually worry more about pies being
stolen.
That's true.
That's true.
I'm going to go with easier to carve.
Easier to carve.
Yes.
Even
though I could see
the
other ones working out.
I'm going to say, yeah, B. I think you should let it stay there 15 minutes before serving because it's easier to carve. And
Doug says D.
Doug says D. Chatter's already giving up on us. All right. And the answer is D, to let the stuffing cool to 165 for better serving temperature.
Nice work, Doug.
I disagree. I think that's wrong.
All right, last question.
All right, last question. The Indians who were invited to the Thanksgiving feast were of the Wampanoag tribe. Who was their chief? Who was chief, Jeff, of the
chief,
Wampanoag tribe?
Was it Chief Samoset? That seems to flow.
Massasoit? Pemaquid? Samoset? Or Squanto?
I think there's one more choice, Jeremy. I think it's Chief Gimbel.
He was in the Philadelphia tribe.
That's then they named a story after him.
I'm going to say D. Squanto. And
Jen likes Squanto.
Charum says Squanto. Doug quite left. I've had enough of this crap.
We almost had him for 12 minutes. That was a record.
Oh, Massasoit.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, that's enough it. All right. Well,
that was
some fun Thanksgiving trivia. Okay, before that's the trivia, but I
got to go to Gimbel's. We got to wrap this up.
I know. But I do have some good Thanksgiving riddles first, Jeff.
Okay.
Why did the pilgrims eat turkey on Thanksgiving?
To celebrate their unity with the Indians.
Nope. They couldn't get the moose in the oven.
Oh.
Where did the first corn come from?
Oh, boy. From a corn stalk?
The stalk brought it. Very good.
I was
good.
Close to that
Very,
one.
That's
yeah,
good. That's
close
good.
Close to an hour. All right. Well, this is a good one. This is a good game.
Why did the Indian chief wear so many feathers?
Because he was going to kill all the pilgrims.
to keep in their sleep. To keep his wigwam.
His cholera wig.
His what?
Oh, what disease were they spreading? Remember in the blankets?
Smallpox. His cholera. Cholera. That's like the diarrhea disease they have in Africa.
Yeah, that's not right. Well, that was a fun segment.
Okay, we're done with that. Was what you're saying to me? You're giving me the wrap-up sign?
Yellow cut sign.
All right. Well, here we go. What's next?
Cholera blankets.
Yeah, so a quick recap of some of so once you're done going on Wednesday night and you have your turkey on Thanksgiving, some of the other stuff going on is the crawl into Cleveland,
yes.
Which you're doing this
Saturday, November 27th, around the corner, starts there, ends up going all the way through Lakewood East, ends up in Warehouse District at Barley House, 14 bars. There's a website link on our page.
So it starts Saturday at what time?
Saturday. It depends on the Ohio State-Michigan game. I don't think it officially announced that.
Okay.
So I would check that website.
Just go to around the corner and wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
Show up there in the morning.
You can't go around doing that.
Of course, we got the OSU game, OSU Michigan game. We got the Pigskin Classic down on West 6th, which is always a good time.
That's in the morning, and that starts early.
Yeah, so get there. So should you go there first? You do both things?
Oh, I'm doing everything. I'm going to do the 5K run about, I think it's 9 o'clock in the morning. 5K run empties out into the West 6th St. Clair block. You have beer, block party, watch some of the game. Then I'm going to go regroup and go to Lakewood and start the bar crawl.
Nice. And then, of course, we got the Winterfest going on Saturday as well. Some stuff kicks off Tower City at 10 a.m., but Public Square, the main stuff happens about 4. They are going to have the OSU Michigan game at noon on the Jumbotron. They're going to have carriage rides. There's a Guitar Hero Challenge. The Terminal Tower Observation Deck actually is open from noon to 4, so you might want to get there early for that.
The Gimbel's Observation Deck open?
Oh, my gosh. Sorry. There's no Gimbel's in Cleveland. Radio Show Disney. Got some concerts. Santa's going to be there. Ice sculpting. Fireworks. Check out more at downtowncleveland.com/winterfest. And as part of that, they're also doing this Winter Wine and Ale Fest from 8 to midnight at the lobby of 200 Public Square.
The old BP building.
The old BP building. The old Sohio building. Sohio. If you really want to go back.
Let's do it.
They got 20 local wineries and breweries. Now, that does cost money. Unlike Winterfest, which is free, the Winter Wine and Ale Fest is $40 a person. But, you know, it's wine and ale. What do you expect?
It's worth any amount.
People, cheap bastards, go out and give some money. All right, so that's a Thanksgiving preview. Now, I want to talk about TSA, the Transportation Safety Administration, Jeff. And so there's been a lot of people talking about this lately because now they have these, I guess the controversy first started with these body scan machines where you walk up to his body scan machine as opposed to being a metal detector. It has the technology to basically see through your clothes, and so they can see an image of you on the screen. It's like they're like X-ray, you know, the X-ray glasses you used to fantasize
your anatomy
about as a child.
Your anatomy is out there on the screen for everyone to see.
Right, but it probably doesn't look that great because it's all smushed.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right,
like especially considering what you're wearing. And one of the things they said was, well, it's not a big deal because no one's ever going to see these besides a person behind the counter. Well, a bunch of these pictures actually got leaked to the internet. So,
this is the one that was Jeff L.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people are upset because they fear this invasion of privacy. Now, whenever you go up to those machines, you can opt out. You can say, I don't want to go through this machine.
I want a rough pat down.
Right. I want an invasive pat down. And then they'll ask if you want to go to like a side room or if they'll do it right there.
Yeah.
So, the big thing is with this weekend coming up, you know, we have the biggest travel weekend of the year coming up.
That's
true. And there's a group out there saying that everyone who has to go through a body scan machine should ask to be frisked instead as a form of protest. The idea being that if the TSA had to manually frisk every single person, it would be really embarrassing for them, it would slow down the service, and it would make everyone realize what a ridiculous system this actually is.
Yeah.
Now, have you travel a lot?
I travel every week. I've flown probably 5 times last month, and I have to tell you, I just flew to New York City. I've flown to Chicago, large cities, big airports. I have not once encountered a body scan machine.
So where are these machines?
I don't know. There's one at Hopkins on the Continental Concourse, I heard. But I don't go through that security when I go in.
The which concourse?
Left, the Continental.
Okay.
Which would be, I guess, the C Concourse, the far left. I heard there's one there, but I've traveled last week. I have still yet, I'm always a little fearful of that, but I have yet to encounter
You mean excited?
You know, the
I'm hoping I'm going to get frisked today.
Well, here's what got me a little worried. The pilots have protested this because obviously they're going through these every day, and the radiation levels they're concerned about. The government says, oh, don't worry, the radiation levels are fine. Yeah. But what does that do for you? It doesn't
the government,
for me.
Yeah.
So these pilots, so the fact they're concerned about that, I would literally go for the pat down just because to avoid the radiation and also, you know, why not go for a good pat down?
So with the pat down though, like the TSA, so if somebody was asking like a TSA worker, well, what is your instructions? Like, well, we have to feel up the side of your leg until we meet resistance.
Yes.
And the guy said, do you mean my testicles? And he said, yes. So the TSA is supposed to reach all the way up your thigh until the point. This other guy said, you know, that he had like on sweatpants, and the guy like reached his hands down his like band, like his waistband.
It's horrible.
And let me ask you this. So, okay. So people will say, you know, well, there hasn't been a successful terrorist attack, blah, blah, blah. Has there been a story about a TSA agent ever stopping a terrorist?
You know, that's a great question. I can't think of any news item ever that I've ever read about someone getting caught at TSA at a security checkpoint.
And you would think like the news would be all over that. Oh my gosh. They reached down somebody's waistpants and they found a bomb right below his inner thigh.
I'm more worried about the cargo, and obviously that's been the news lately too, but how they've been infiltrating cargo shipments from the Middle East. You know, it just seems like right now that it hasn't been an issue with people, or it hasn't been going on.
Yeah, and it's all defensive too. Like, shoe bomber, somebody tries to light their shoe, and now the entire country has to take off their shoes and slide them through scanners. Yeah. The chance of getting hit by a terrorist attack is very, very minimal. It's probably less than anything.
One thing we can all agree on, I think this is a very controversial issue.
Yeah. There's definitely, I mean, there's been a lot of news stories about
that. No, there have.
And I think there'll be more because it's such a big
But if you notice, the government has been very carefully, I think, back very slowly saying they're going to review this. And I think the pressure's been so overwhelming. There will be some changes one way or another. I ask me in 2 months what happened. I bet you'll see there'll be changes.
I'm going to ask you in 2 months, Jeff.
Yeah, put that down. January.
All right. Other stupid things that the government's doing. So, I don't know if you've heard about this. The RTA, have you ridden on the Healthline or RTA Rapid a lot? All right, so we got a great, you know, inner city bus system here on the new Healthline that goes down Euclid Avenue. It's great, blah, blah, blah. It's an easy way to get downtown, I mean, to University Circle, and you don't have to worry about a car and parking, all that stuff. All right, but the system for the Healthline is when you go to a station, you actually pay at the station, and then you get on the bus, and there's really no validation system. Like, you can get on the bus, and it's kind of like an honor system for the everyone going on the Healthline, and I guess the Red Line Rapid is like this as well. So the RTA was saying, you know, the RTA feels like they're losing tens of thousands of dollars from people, mostly like teenagers, just jumping on the bus and not paying and ripping off the system. So the RTA came up with this idea. They said, well, we have cops that regularly patrol the buses and trains and stuff. We're going to have the cops regularly ask people for their tickets, which happened to me the last time I rode the Healthline. They just say, hey, can I see your ticket? Like, you know, like you would in a normal train, they ask you that. And for anyone that is caught on the train without a ticket, they are going to have the chance of being fined $50. For not paying. So I mean, to me that seems like a good idea. If you're on RTA and you haven't paid, you're going to be fined, and if 30 days go by and you haven't paid your fine, you could go to, you know, the court system, legal system, juvenile detention, whatever. So they're going to do this. All right. So then what happened was the ACLU came to the RTA, and this was all set to pass. The board was for it, everything like that. And they're like, well, you know, the problem is that most of the people that you're going to end up arresting or fining, most of them are going to be teenage black kids. And because they're black, we really think this is a racist rule. So this is the system. Like, they're basically saying, well, if it was an equal 50-50 violation, that would be fine. But because most of the people that you're going to be fining with this are going to be black, because most of the violators are black, we think this is a racist thing. And they caved, and they said, because we have such a racist or such a system that's concerned about race on the
overly sensitive
about every little thing that I don't know. I think that I think there's a lot of smart people out there that are afraid to speak out or afraid to make rational decisions. I don't think it's a black-white thing, because I'm sure that there are many of our black listeners are saying that is a stupid idea.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't care what color
anyone
you are.
Anyone with common sense would say you should apply the rules to everyone.
Everyone equally.
Pay for a ticket. All they're asking for is they're trying to enforce payment of tickets for every creed, race, and gender.
Right.
That's all they're trying to do. So how it got to this point is truly astonishing.
I think it's just the pendulum swinging the wrong way, because I think in the past, minorities got abused so much with the system that they were being treated unfairly. So now there's this kind of counter swing where it's like, well, even equal isn't good enough. We have to give them, you know, more credit. And I don't know. I just think it's an insult, not just white, black. I mean, if we're going for like equality here and we want people to be colorblind and move forward, I think that we should make laws and rules, you know, that ignore the color of your skin. I think that's the whole point.
Yep, I agree.
So, and the chat room says people poop their pants on the helpline.
Yeah, see, that's why we have the chat room. They give us perspective we may not have normally.
Which, you know, which can be true. I think that can happen on any form of form of public transportation.
Planes, trains, automobiles.
All right, Jeff. So you didn't ride the Healthline this weekend. What were you doing this weekend? Anything exciting? You said you had some stories that you wanted to share.
I went to a hilarious party Saturday night at my friend Cammie's. She had a Cammie's camo party.
Cammie's camel?
Camo.
Oh,
CMO, short for camouflage.
Mm-hmm.
So a bunch of people got together wearing camouflage orange vests. You know, they almost look like the people on the highway that are, you know, working on construction with the orange
It's a good thing you guys didn't go through TSA like that.
Yes, that would definitely be a red flag.
You would have gotten a frisking.
But we were out back, and she was encouraging people to bring guns and like BB guns and bow and arrows. And she had a little range set out back, a little practice range. So I was playing with the BB guns. They had some BB guns out with targets. And I was doing them kind of like gangster style, like sideways.
Uh-huh. I'm not familiar with gangster style.
I was shooting them like, you know, like this sideways.
Yeah.
Like away from me.
Right.
And apparently they can ricochet. So I had some people say, hey, dude, could you stop? I was shooting them at an old keg in the corner.
Yeah.
And apparently the BBs would then ricochet behind me and hit other people.
Oh, wow.
So I was very lightly spraying the crowd with BBs.
That could have been a good move, though, if you put like a beer can behind you and then shot forward and it ricocheted and you could hit the can.
Yeah, that would have been a great little move. So I got to fire some guns, drank a little bit. So then I left the...
Two great things to go great together. It's like peanut butter and chocolate.
I left a little early, only because I was a little fearful as the drinking kept going. You have bow and arrows and BB guns and a lot of drinking. So I'm sure there was more stories to be had, but it was a great original idea for a party and a lot of fun.
Now, what city or suburb was this in that you were drinking and shooting guns?
She's right down Abbey Road in Tremont. Yeah.
God bless Cleveland.
So that was Saturday night. That was a lot of fun. Did a happy hour downtown and warehouse on Friday. Football, played football games on Saturday in that Turkey Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Is that Cleveland Place?
Yeah, how's your record? Four games in one day. Well, that was just a one-day thing.
Okay. Yeah. How'd you?
We went 0-4. So we had a great time. Didn't quite get the W column. And then yesterday, watched the Browns game. So that was the weekend in recap.
Mm. Now, every time when I've come over here for like the past couple of times, you've always been on the phone and I'm like all quiet and polite because I think it's an important business call. But you've been on the phone with like Time Warner Cable for a while.
Trying to get him to fix my cable. Do you notice what I like is you notice my reactions trying to like get them to just answer the questions and hang up?
Yes.
It makes me physically painful because it's always a 20-minute conversation and their questions take 5 minutes to ask.
You do a lot of like these agonizing like faces.
It's very dramatic. I just want them to come over and fix the cable. That's all I want.
Your face looks like you're trying to take a poop on the Healthline.
Yes,
like. It does. Like, oh, Time Warner.
So that's a Monday night tradition that I hope doesn't continue.
Yeah. So what do they say? What's the latest?
They're coming Friday, supposedly. We'll see.
Supposedly. Between the hours of 9 and 5?
When I see it. Oh, they're that's a two-hour window now, which is better.
Ooh, wow.
They're getting a little better at that.
Except if they don't show up at all.
Yeah. That's not good at all. Yeah.
All right. So they can work with your schedule.
Yes.
That's good. Hey, did you read this? I was reading The Plain Dealer this week. So Billy Elliot, the Broadway musical, is touring in town right now, and it's over at Playhouse Square. So a lot of people that might not normally come downtown, that don't live downtown or don't work downtown, you know, are going to come see the show because it's kind of a big deal, as they would say in Anchorman.
Right.
Kind of a big deal. So the play and a common misconception or a common fear that some people have when they're driving in from Bay Village or wherever is, you know, is downtown safe? What's it like? We're going downtown to see a show. Is it safe? And so the plain dealer did this analysis where they put all the they looked at all the crimes that had happened during theater hours in Playhouse Square in 2009, and they found out that it's actually safer than most people think. And they actually looked at the number of violent crimes per 100,000 visitors, and they said Playhouse Square was actually 8 times as safe as Solon when it comes to violent crimes.
And I believe that, you know, because there's crowds of people. You're generally going to be going, particularly when you leave, you're all leaving at the same time.
Yeah.
You're probably going to be wandering in relatively the same time.
Right.
And in groups of people like that, as long as it's sometimes, not always, the people that stray off and take the side roads alone or with someone else, just two of them, if you just use common sense, 99 out of 100 times, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, yeah. And there's the city and everyone is so, you know, paranoid about making sure that nothing goes wrong, yeah, that they have so much security down there. They
so
have
much lighting. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they have the Downtown Cleveland Alliance is patrolling. They have the Cleveland Police Department. Cleveland State is right there. So Cleveland State has their security team walking through there. Playhouse Square has their own security team.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of security right there. And if you're a thug, if you just jumped off the health line without paying, and now you want to cause some chaos,
cause a ruckus,
you're probably not going to go to a place where there's 4 different police forces,
yeah,
or security forces patrolling the scene.
I totally agree. So that was a great perspective. I thought that was great.
So if you come downtown, put your junk in your trunk. Don't leave a GPS device hanging in your front you know thing.
Common
window.
Sense stuff.
Don't
is.
Leave your iPod on your seat. You know, things like that. Don't go.
Things you should be doing in the suburbs anyway. Things you should be doing all the time.
Right, right. Yeah. So just use your brain.
Use your brain.
And everything will be fine. Are you going to see Billy Elliot?
No, I'm not.
You don't seem like a play type of person.
I'm not. I can't stand them.
What do you do for fun?
You know,
So, let's say during the week, you know, you have a hard day at work.
Yeah, today was a hard day, really hard day.
Yeah, yeah. Were still in your work clothes.
I was making calls because I have customers out west, and they're.
And then you changed in front of me, and I was kind of embarrassed. And then you're like, "Hey, Jeremy, I know where you can put that alcohol-infused whipped cream." And I'm like, "No."
I was wondering if you're gonna get that in the conversation.
Like, no. Did you see me staring at it? It does look like a giant bottle
of hairspray.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
It tastes delicious. So, all right. So
I would run, and I would have run tonight, but I was this weekend. Those football games kind of wore me out. But after a hard day, literally, it sounds pretty corny. I would go for a run or workout. To me, that's the best way. Mm-hmm. You gotta let it go. You gotta shake the work stress.
So you go try. Oh, sorry, I got some cream in my mouth. You try to work out after work to try to get the stress.
Yes.
Out. See, I try to do it. Like, I went to the gym today before.
I don't agree with that.
Why?
On any level.
It wakes you up. It's better than
sleeping.
It's better than a cup of coffee.
I'd rather be sleeping in the morning. But that's how you got to get rid of the stress. So people who don't get rid of stress, that's pretty dangerous.
So you work out every day?
Every two out of 3 days, I'd say.
All right. What about hobbies?
You know, I got the. Have you seen the coin collection? I've got these wheat pennies. These wheat pennies. I polish them every Friday night.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff. That sharing that just hurt your chances of getting a date. I forgot that our new focus for this show was just getting you a date.
That's also Cammy's focus of her.
Of getting you a date?
Yes,
I'm glad you have like a whole team behind you.
Like Team Coco?
It's like a reality show. It's like Biggest Loser.
Thanks.
But it's Jeff looking for a date.
Thanks.
All right. Well, talk about your wheat penny thing.
The parallels are, but I do polish them every Friday.
I think that's a good segue into our next segment, though.
About my New York trip?
Do you want to talk about that? Yeah,
Quick.
Let's talk about your New York.
I do want to talk about this because I was in New York for work last week.
Yeah.
And I'm in the Canton Akron Airport.
Did you have to go through a body scanner?
No, I still have not. My record goes on. My consecutive streak. I was not just a regular old scanner, the old-fashioned kind.
Okay.
I was going through security early in Akron Canton, and this guy who was screening me said, "Hey, Michael J. Fox just walked through. You just missed him." I thought, "Oh my gosh, you're kidding. It's like 6 in the morning on a Tuesday in Akron." I said, "The real Michael J. Fox?" I was kind of stunned. So I go on my flight. He's probably on my flight. To LaGuardia, where else would you be going? They were LA probably. So meanwhile, I'm waiting in line to board. I didn't see him. I was looking over for him. No one's saying anything in line either. So I don't think it was really talked about. I think he sort of snuck in.
Yeah.
I go on the plane, board the plane. Right to my left, I see his wife on the aisle, who's very noticeable. Tracy Pollock, I think is her name.
Do you know who? I don't know who's.
You know if you saw her. Okay. She's pretty recognizable. And then I saw him next to her at the window and had a baseball hat on kind of low. But obviously you could see it was him. He looked like a 25-year-old guy. I mean, that's
really
what blew me away. He looked so young. And obviously, I just kept walking. I wouldn't didn't want to be like, hey, you're a celebrity.
Right.
But it was just very bizarre to see Michael J. Fox. And I found out he was in town giving a talk at the University of Akron the night before. So obviously, he was flying out after giving that talk.
I heard. I also heard reports that I'm going to mess up his name. Adrian Greiner, the guy that plays Vincent Chase.
Adrian Greiner, I think.
Yes,
yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it? I think. He was at Lucky's on Saturday.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's very random.
Got random reports of that.
That is very random.
So there you go.
One more random thing I'll tell you. When Dave Matthews comes in.
A celebrity? Yeah.
When Dave Matthews comes into town, guess what area of Cleveland he loves to hang out at?
Tremont.
Lee Road.
Lee Road.
Dave Matthews has been spotted eating at the pub on Lee Road.
Oh, really?
Several times. And he's gone to Tavco. I went out one night and we had just missed him. He had been out that night. It was the night before a show at Blossom. Dave Matthews has a strange connection where he enjoys Lee Road. So how about that?
Huh. Well, there you go, Celebrity Watch on Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy.
But I did go to New York real quick and had a great time. I love going to New York City, and I've got some accounts like in the Jersey, Connecticut area outside. But I will say this. I went to Hoboken.
Okay.
If you're ever in the area, Hoboken to me had a reputation. You know, it's not obviously in North New Jersey. Kind of run down. You think of Jersey. You think of sort of, you know.
Jersey Shore.
The trashy
situation.
But Hoboken is right across from Manhattan, and it is a very trendy, up-and-coming place. My friend lived there for a year. And I told him I had one night where I didn't want to go into Manhattan, but I wanted to kind of hang out somewhere that was interesting. And I was staying in Jersey. He said, go to Hoboken. Hoboken's awesome.
Huh.
It's like kind of like the Warehouse District, but more of it and nicer. It's very well kept up. Cool pub restaurants. People were on the streets. They've just done a great job, I guess, from what I never saw what it used to be. But really enjoyed Hoboken, and then I was on Long Island the other night. But it was a fun trip to New York.
You like everywhere that you go, though. You always come back with these stories. You're just a very accepting kind of...
I could live in several places, but you know where I would live there? I live in New Jersey. Like, New Jersey, when you get in a little bit, is very nice.
Yeah, let's see your abs, Jeff. Let's see if you're the Jersey
type. Well, I don't know if I'm the shore type.
So what is your... GarageBand. What is your least favorite city?
You know what it is? This is a no-brainer.
Okay.
I can't stand going to Minneapolis. Can't stand
why? Now,
it.
Why is that?
I feel like it's in the middle of nowhere, and I hate being there every second I'm there. I hate it. I mean, for
so
some
there
reason,
go all our listeners from Minneapolis.
It just feels like it's an unnatural place. It's just because I feel like I'm isolated, and I hate Minneapolis.
Huh. Didn't you say that you were going to bring a beer tonight, too? That's why I brought beers. I thought we were having a beer drinking fest.
Well, yeah, I do. I had it in the fridge, and I thought you would handle it for us.
Oh, well, I thought we were going to have like multiple beers.
Oh, okay.
No, well, the show's only 45 minutes, and you're a slow drinker. All right, so moving on. So the segment, we teased this segment last time, I think.
Yes.
This past Friday, Oprah had the Oprah. She wasn't on the show, but she had her famous favorite things episode where she talks about all her favorite things, and then everyone in the audience gets favorite things. Now, we decided to do a similar thing, although we don't quite have the... We don't quite have the budget that Oprah has.
Yeah, not quite.
So we're going to talk about some of our favorite things. But if you choose to, if you like them, you can just go to Amazon and buy them yourself. So Jeff's going to go first.
One of my favorite things to me is...
We'll go back and forth. Go
the on. Dave Chappelle show on DVD. And it makes me laugh so hard. Dave Chappelle, have you ever seen the show?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, he to me is in this unique class of people. I can watch it, the same show, the same episode of Dave Chappelle. It's only 2.5 seasons, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It is so witty and so over the top that it is if I ever like put that in, I will instantly be laughing out loud. And it sounds kind of random, but that Dave Chappelle show, I think, is one of the greatest things I own.
That is good. Now, Doesn't he own like an alpaca farm in Ohio now?
He's got a farm. He lives north of Dayton or somewhere around Dayton. He's got a farm. It's very bizarre.
So is his thing like he still just kind of disappeared from showbiz?
He goes back now. He'll do stand-up randomly. Like, I don't think he's doing like big shows like in Cleveland. No, I think at one point he could have sold out like Publix Theater or something. But
yeah.
He does like small stand-up clubs now around the country. I think he made his money. He had a little bit of a meltdown, I think. And now he just does his thing when he went back to his roots and does the stand-up.
I wish I could just make my money and have a meltdown.
Wouldn't that be great? And then do what you love, but have the money that you don't need. I mean, it's the best of both worlds.
I feel like I'm having the meltdown, but I don't have the money.
Yeah, that's
which
the
makes it hard. It's hard to.
That's
work
a big part of the equation.
When you're, it's hard to work when you have a meltdown.
So I would
a
say,
lot of people. I mean, they say you know it's if you're rich, you're eccentric, but if you're poor, you're just like crazy.
Right.
I mean, that's like a very fine line, and his life probably could have gone either way. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like this, every like comedian, he probably had some thing. Cause there's other funny guys out there, like that are probably as funny as Dave Chappelle.
But a lot of comedians have dark sides, which kind of makes them funny. And I think he sort of had that dark side a little bit, which came out.
Yeah.
A lot of them are fairly disturbed, but that's what makes them so funny.
Yeah.
But Dave Chappelle DVD.
I miss my calling. I have that.
But get the Dave Chappelle DVD, go to Amazon. Like we'll have the link for you.
All right. I'll get right on that, Jeff. This is Jeff. I just come up. I bring all my equipment over here. Jeff shows up. He's on the phone with Time Warner. So I just show up with the stuff. I bring the beer. I bring the whipped cream. He once every other week grabs some lyrics off the internet so we can do a music penetration.
By the way, someone came up to me and said they loved the ludicrous
music. No one came up to
you. No, they did. You're said a liar. They didn't come up to you, but I was talking to someone. Nice to hear the show. They said music penetration with that Ludacris song was awesome.
Have you been handing out your business cards?
I have. And did you know that Ludacris writes songs about cat pageants?
That was last week's episode.
I know.
You can still find it at radioshowonline.com.
You understand. If we can help you understand. 13. Ludacris, if you boil down what the core of Ludacris' message is, he is obsessed with cat pageants.
All right. Well, moving on.
Okay. Sorry.
I don't know if I really like anything. I was thinking about that earlier today. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to have all the... I can tell you all the things that I loved as a kid. I mean, I loved Legos. I loved Star Wars. I mean, my bike. I take that back. I still love my bike. So there's something. There's a bike. I have a... I don't even know what kind of bike. See, I obviously don't love it that much. I mean, I like biking, but it's not a specific thing.
Do you have a soul?
I don't know. I think I lost my soul. Maybe I'll find it this Thanksgiving.
That'd be a good challenge for you. A good goal. I want you to come back next Monday with a soul.
Yeah, but remember as like a kid, you had all these like things.
Yeah, but don't things bring you like the Dave Chappelle thing. That makes me happy. Is there something that makes you...
No. No. I mean, I guess... No, things make me... So, Great Lakes Beer.
Oh, that's...
Great Lakes Brewing Company Christmas Sales. Is that too easy?
I think it's kind of too easy. I mean, beer makes everyone happy.
What about my iPhone 4?
That's legit. You really like that?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, because we're not talking about... We're talking about physical objects.
Yes.
We're not getting some... We don't want to be all huggy-kissy.
Like, music makes me happy. Like, that's not a good answer.
Right. We know everyone loves their family and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But we're talking about physical things. So, no, okay. I like my iPhone 4. It's, you know, I like it.
It's a gadget.
But, you know, other gadgets, like, I like to consider myself, like, a gadget guy.
Do you only get joy from gadgets?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't have a high def TV.
That alcoholic whipped cream is bringing me joy.
The alcoholic, like, you enjoy I know. That? That's the food and alcohol brings me joy.
Okay,
but that's got to be a problem.
No, that could be your thing. Okay, let me transition to one more thing. This gets me on something.
Okay.
This is open up a can of worms. I'm scared to do this. But when I go out with girls, one of the things I like to ask, like on a first...
When does that happen?
Okay. Well, see, there it is. But one of the things I like to ask is like, what's your thing? And it's a very good question because everyone has a thing.
Is that the line you use?
No, not like to pick them
up. So you're at Starbucks and you're like, so what's your thing? I mean, is that a line?
Everyone has a thing.
But everybody poops.
You get the feedback.
Oh, thing. Feedback.
But thing. It's a good question.
What's your thing? You really just do that line?
Yes.
You just right off the bat. And so what do they say?
Oh, they have horrible... One said cooking.
Like, I have to go to the bathroom and then they never come
That's
back.
Usually the strike that like ends it. Cooking, books. Like a lot of times it's very boring stuff, which I'm like, really? Cooking is your thing?
And then you just leave?
And then I excuse myself. And then the tires in the parking lot screech. And I leave the bill. No, I order something really nice and then I get out of there.
And she has to take the health line back.
Yes.
With the poop on.
Well, I'm glad we did it at the very end. But everyone has a thing. Your thing is technology, I would say, knowing you.
I know, but I this computer that we're broadcasting on right now, this computer, this laptop is 4.5 years old.
What would you say my thing is?
You like sports?
Yeah. You know what it really was? What I say, and this sounds kind of corny, but I back it up. So,
okay.
If a girl
so you're
says,
on a date, okay.
If a girl says cooking, I'll just put my head in my hands and be like, oh, that's your thing. And it might be, but that to me is just a boring thing.
You start
thing.
Weeping openly.
But no, my thing. And
why is that? Well, if a woman likes cooking, you consider that a bad thing?
Cooking. I mean, we all cook. We all have to cook, right?
Yeah,
we have to survive.
We're not talking
we have to
about
eat.
Like me. Oh, jeez.
That's how I analyze it. So my thing for a while, and I might be changing things. I'm in transition mode, I think. But when I worked for the Indians, you know this. I worked for 5 years, nights and weekends with the Indians. And
I didn't
was,
know Remember we went through that time where I ignored you? Yeah.
But I worked with the Indians. I had my job and I worked nights and weekends charting pitches, and I absolutely loved it. Got to work, you know, inside the organization, got to meet a lot of people. If you love baseball, it's a dream job. So for 5 years, I was just literally, no matter how bad day I had at work, I'd go work in a game with the Indians, and it would be the best day. So that was my thing for a while, baseball. And I think until I own a team, now I need something new because I'm out of baseball. But that was my legitimate thing because it was a huge part of my life, and I really enjoyed it.
I got to find a new thing.
You do.
I get like too like stressed out of work, and then I'm always like I'm always stressed and worried.
You've got a lot of angst.
I do have a lot of angst.
You're angst. You're
full of
angst.
I should be a stand-up comedian.
You should. You've got a lot of demons.
Like here's I'm going to talk to you people about my problems. All right. Well, if you want to tell us your favorite things, please, please email us at hatemail@radioshowonline.com. We do the show live every Monday night at 7:30 Eastern, where you can participate in the chat room and talk to us live. Or if you miss an episode, you can always get the latest podcast and even all the old podcasts all the way back from episode one.
Yep, back in August.
You can get at radioshowonline.com. Although I guess our feed is messed up. Like our podcast feed. You don't understand what that means because it's technology.
Nope.
But
I'm talking to the machine.
I'm venting to know. Jeremy shows up and he tells me when to talk and I do it.
And it's on the internet. The internet.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Hey, everyone. Jeff, let me say this.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Be safe out there.
Be safe. Don't drink and drive. And don't poop on the help.
Find your thing.
Find your thing.